Welcome to the Forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Today, I am pleased to be joined by John Musgrave, who is one of the founders of the Southern Illinois Film Commission. Thank you so much, John, for joining me today. First of all, can you explain a little bit about what the Southern Illinois Film Commission is?
The Southern Illinois Film Commission is a new nonprofit corporation. We just incorporated last week. Our mission is to basically serve the communities and counties of Southern Illinois as their liaison with any film industry or film representative that's looking to come down to Southern Illinois to shoot some type of production. We want to promote the region. Basically, our goal is to create more jobs in Southern Illinois, help diversify our economy, and improve the quality of life by whatever means necessary to do that, whether it's responding to inquiries as they come in, actively going out to trade shows for locations and the film industry and marketing the region, whether it's working with local filmmakers and in long-term developing the production facilities that can allow us to do more long-term projects, more steady projects, as opposed to just individual productions that may just drop down, be here for a month, and then they're over. Right now, Illinois saw $423 million in direct expenditures last year from the motion picture industry. That's films, movies, TV shows, commercial production. Southern Illinois, we didn't get 1%. We didn't get 0.1%. You know, it's almost all based in Chicago because that's where the production facilities are at. That's where the crew's at. That's where the big city's at. And we're not saying, oh, it's the industry's fault or it's not the state's fault. It's like, no, we're just not organizing ourselves and getting ready and actively pursuing this. In the last 12 months, the Illinois Film Office has reached out to me as an individual on 7 different projects where I've fielded inquiries or provided information about what potential locations there might be, or actually sit down with a filmmaker or two, or meet some Hollywood producer that's come in to look at the area for a few days worth of shooting. So I mean, the state office is doing what they're supposed to do. We just need to get organized at the local side.
Sure. Where specifically are you based out of, and how wide a region are you trying to represent? Because I know Southern Illinois can be quite, it can be quite large geographically.
Yes. Yeah, so if you define it by Chicago standards, Southern Illinois starts at I-80.
Right.
Maybe at Kankakee. We're a little smaller focused than that. I live in Marion. One of our other two board members are on the Route 13 corridor between Marion and Carbondale. Between Marion's got the interstate, the central location for the Southern Illinois south of, say, 64. SIU in Carbondale's got a film school, and they've got a lot of human capital there. We see this distinct southern area as one, and it's just a matter of working with whatever cities and counties will work with us. You know, on the other hand, I've been working with a project that, if it gets fully funded, there's a lot of stuff that will be shot down here in the extreme southern part of Illinois. But then there's also a number of teams that right now are targeting northern Randolph County and Monroe County and even Clinton County for some locations. So there's the potential for growth farther to the north. Because it's one of those things that it may get too hard to drive around and cover the whole, you know, it's hard trying to figure out how we're going to target 17 counties, which
sure.
is basically Mount Vernon South. To go up even farther, it looks like it might be more difficult. On the other hand, the most expensive aspect of a film commission, other than the half-time staff person that we hope to have, is going to these trade shows. These things are expensive. They're expensive to set up booths. They're all in Southern California, so you're going to spend $200 a night on a hotel room that's not nearly as nice as the average room here in Marion. Plus, you got airfare and everything else is just more expensive. So when we're doing shows, you know, I'm even looking at the possibility, you know, is it possible, can we team up with Champaign County, or can we team up even with Northwest Illinois film office? Both of those have film offices. They don't do the trade shows yet, but they're fairly new, so it's one of the things I think they'll be leading to. I've kind of been looking at and talking to the organizer of the Southern Kentucky Film Commission, which is in the Mammoth Cave area, because that's, you know, a rural area much like Southern Illinois in the sense that there's no major metropolitan cities involved. And that's what they do. They focus on going to these trade shows and setting up booths and highlighting what Kentucky offers, actually what Kentucky did offer. Kentucky's in the process of messing around with their tax credit, and they're not nearly as good as they used to be. But see, that's something that Illinois has. We're so used to Illinois not being at a competitive advantage when it comes to economic development. But when it comes to the film industry, we actually have one of the best set of incentives around. We are like number 5 in film production of all the states. So we're in a good situation as it is. It's just a matter of letting people know. And we don't toot our horn loud enough and often enough, particularly with the smaller productions. You know, the Illinois Film Office is half the staff that was 20 years ago. There's a whole lot more going on, and they're doing a good job with what they have, but it's focused on Chicago. And right now, for the last few years, it's been focused on television series. Because if a movie comes to town, it's coming to town for 3 or 4 weeks, maybe. You know, you might get a really big movie that everything's based there, so you might get a couple months, 2 or 3 months. These television shows, the Chicago PD, the Chicago Fire, they set up shop for 10 months of the year, go on hiatus for a couple months, and then they bring their people back on. And they're well paid, so it's like full-time employment as opposed to piecemeal or project-based employment. So it's, that's where the steady money comes in. That's where it starts having a big impact. To give you an example, 2011, CineSpace Chicago opened up their studio in their first soundstage. They only had a 30,000-square-foot soundstage, and they leased it to the television show Boss, which I think just lasted one season. In the 7 years since then, they've expanded to 1.5 million square feet. They've added 30 more soundstages for a total of 31. And as of this spring, they were all booked. There was no vacancies when it comes to finding space to shoot television series and shoot movies on sound stages. So they've bought another shuttered steel mill in the process of adding a 250,000 square feet, another 6 or 7 sound stages. Now, what we're looking at is, okay, if we need sound stages to develop, what can we do to do something downstate? There are a couple in central Illinois. They're small. One is based out of an advertising agency. One is kind of ad agency that also does their own dramatic development, and they took over an old school. And so I think the gymnasium is now a soundstage. So what we're looking at, do we have people ready to go to that next step in southern Illinois? Or is it a matter of, can we recruit filmmakers from other states that may not have really good tax incentives in place, but they want to expand? It's like, so why not expand here in southern Illinois? If you're already coming from, say, a rural region in Alabama, or in one case, we have somebody who's from Carbondale, but he's down in Texas. And, you know, we have a 30% tax credit up here for film production. Where he's at, it's 5%. You know, we don't have the population base, but the incentives are there definitely to move forward. Or can we get a big studio, not necessarily a movie studio, but a soundstage type studio like CineSpace, who seems to be keep looking for sites to expand? Can we get them to look at downstate Illinois? And we think it's a possibility. Marion's got a 700,000 square foot empty space and a 2.1 million square foot warehouse. So we've got buildings that are empty, and we've got smaller ones too, but every filmmaker kind of looks at that building when they drive by, and slightly covetous when it comes to, like, oh, that would be such a great facility. So we're looking at what we've got in the region, what we need, and what is it going to take to get to where we want to go.
Do you think part of it might be, or might require, like, say, a writer or a filmmaker who is from the area to kind of get the ball rolling? Because I know sometimes, you know, a lot of writers kind of write what they know, or filmmakers, you know, they create based on where they're from or whatnot.
That always helps. We had a feature film shoot here in the Shawnee Hills, Giant City State Park, Ferncliff State Park, and some surrounding areas in June. They're Chicago-based, but the movie, the script is set in the Smoky Mountains on the Appalachian Trail. Well, we got it in southern Illinois in the Shawnee Hills because, one, we had the tax credit. Some of these other states don't. It's closer to Chicago and closer to their families, so they would like to have shot it. They wanted to shoot it in Illinois. The trouble is, there's not a whole lot of places in Illinois that looks like the Smoky Mountains. Luckily, once you get on the trails under the canopy on the Appalachian Trail, their hills kind of do look like our hills. So that worked out really well. And it was somebody who had worked on another production here 5 years ago that was shot throughout the region. And that was Dig Two Graves. And I know at least one or two other projects have looked at the area because of Dig Two Graves, because usually it's because of the people involved in that. One of the producers was also a line producer for another set of filmmakers, and she was telling them what we had. So the word of mouth is strong in this industry. SIU has a number of film school graduates that are spread across the country, many in Hollywood, a number up in Chicago. You know, I know of at least one project that is percolating that's a little larger than the independent projects we've had before. But that would, if they get to do what they want, they'll be able to come back to Southern Illinois for part of that production. And that's what we want to see more of. Now, as a writer myself, and I've worked with producers, a lot of the stuff I've written, it's either got a Southern Illinois setting specifically, or in one case, I'm with a project called Knight's Inn, and it's set in 11th century England. We don't have castles. Luckily, 11th century England was mostly wooded and forested. So many of the scenes that I've written to specific places, either where I know we've got the natural landscape that can work and it's someplace that could be filmed, or it's someplace like Fort de Chartres State Historic Site, where we've got the stone walls already built. And there's a couple other places where, oh, there's a stone arch bridge over here in Monroe County, or there's these stone structures that were built by the German immigrants here coming here in the 1840s and 50s and 60s, and these structures are still standing, and they look pretty neat, and they would make a great backdrop. Definitely the idea of having writers to know what we've got and write to what we've got, that helps tremendously. In order to secure range runners, they needed an Adirondack cabin like you find on the Appalachian Trail. And I knew we had them at Camp Ondesoc, but that's the Catholic youth camp, and there's like usually there's a four or five of them together, stitched together with deck, and that I knew that wouldn't work. But I was pretty certain I had seen one of these cabins someplace. I've been on the Appalachian Trail, so I knew exactly what the script was calling for because I stayed in a couple of them. And it turns out when we finally did find the one at SIU Tech of Nature, it's like, oh, I walked past this backpacking in Boy Scouts years and years ago. So once we had that, once they realized that Touch of Nature offers hotel-like accommodations and they could make that base camp, then it was like, okay, let's just draw a circle. You know, they want to stay within 25, 30 minutes of Touch. They don't want to, it's low budget, and they want to make certain they're using every dollar in front of the camera as much as possible, as opposed to sitting in vans taking people an hour away.
Right.
So all the outdoor locations that we found are within that, you know, half hour drive.
John Musgrave with the Southern Illinois Film Commission joining us here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thank you so much for talking to me today. I really appreciate it. One more time, if you could say your Facebook page is what is it called again?
Yes, if you go to facebook.com/filmSouthernIllinois, that will find it, or just do a search for Southern Illinois Film Commission on Facebook, and that's our official name.
Sounds good. Again, thanks again so much for talking to me today. Was there anything else you wanted to mention?
Our temporary email right now is filmsouthernillinois@gmail.com, but you can also make contact with us through the Facebook page.
Again, good luck with everything moving forward, and I wish you well and all the success in the world with this.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Once more, that was John Musgrave, one of the co-founders of the Southern Illinois Film Commission. And that's it for this edition of The Forum. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time, but until then, so long.